Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. So, yeah, we've got all kinds of great things. A blues concert put on by the University Musical Society. And last week we had a theater full of folks that came to a Sundance premiere, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Again, this happened last week, so if you weren't there, you missed it. But it was great.
And there were over 1,000 people that didn't miss it. That's amazing to me. Anytime 1,000 people will gather for a movie event, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular things that we do. It's great. And we also talked about Cinetopia, which is coming up June 5th through 14th, so mark that off on your calendars. Just reminds everyone that this came directly from the Sundance Film Festival,
right.
And the best way to go to a film festival is to set aside days or parts of days, a half day or whatever whatever you can afford in terms of time. And the more time you spend, the more discovery there is and the cooler it is to be at a film festival. So anyway, mark that off in your calendar, June 5th through 14th. Cinetopia is coming to Ann Arbor, Detroit. It's going to be in Detroit the 4th or the 5th, 6th, 7th, and it's going to be in Ann Arbor the following weekend. So Cinetopia and the Ann Arbor Summer Festival are running almost on top of each other right there at the beginning. So I think that that's kind of exciting all by itself.
Works out very well together. I love some of those outdoor movie options,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. You know? When we had one of the producers, Peter McPartland, came, not related to the famous pianist.
The name is
a little different. And Rebecca Green from Sundance. So it was quite an event. Anyway, mark that off in your calendar for next January.
Well, let me ask you a question. Saturday, to many, is a very important day. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes. And
what are you going to be doing?
Well, I've got a very special arrangement. Every year I throw a giant party for my wife, Deb. She doesn't like it at all because I'm at the theater working with our members, and I just want to remember all gentlemen who tend to be a little forgetful sometimes, this Saturday
is... Are you talking to me?
Valentine's Day.
I said, are you talking to me?
So the good news is it's Saturday. The bad news is that it's Saturday, which means every restaurant is already booked up, triple.
And it has been for a long time.
Yeah,
right?
So if you're a member of the Michigan Theater, you can bring your sweetheart to see Blue Hawaii, the Elvis piece from the 1960s. This was his post-induction into the military, as opposed to
Tom Parker decided, I'm going to drive this career right into the ground as quickly as I can.
And Angela Lansbury plays his mother, he's going to inherit a pineapple fortune in Hawaii, and he's kind of a spoiled brat. And anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at 7 o'clock, and if you're a member of the Michigan Theater, between 6:15 and 7, there'll be a reception for you. If you're not a member of the Michigan Theater, there's still going to be a lot of Valentine's Day celebration. The screening starts at 7 o'clock, so you're encouraged to come in Hawaiian attire. There will be...
That'll be fun.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Good
so
things.
Whatever you do, I mean, if you stop by the theater, have a great Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. No matter how you celebrate it. Well, opening this weekend on Friday, I'm very pleased to say we have Still Alice, which is an Oscar nominee. Julianne Moore stars as Alice Howland, who is a wonderful linguistics professor, happily married. However, she starts to forget words, which is a bad thing for
a linguistics professor. Right.
And she's diagnosed as having early onset Alzheimer's. And it's about her story to struggle to stay connected to herself, or that is who she used to be. And it's about the relationships that she has. The reviews on this are very strong, especially Julianne Moore's.
Yeah.
This is going to be here for just a short period of time. It opens on Friday. On Sunday at 3 o'clock, Sunday, February 15th, we have a very special screening at 3 o'clock where there's going to be a post-film panel discussion with representatives from the Alzheimer's Association, the U of M Geriatric Center, Silver Clubs, as well as the University of Michigan neurology professor who's going to talk about the struggles and realities of
Alzheimer's. It's great when art and education come together like that.
Yeah, and it's been kind of Alzheimer week at the Michigan Theater. We had this wonderful Glenn Campbell documentary on Sunday, and then this event coming up. So go check it out. It's educational, and also you've got a compelling performance and a compelling movie. If you haven't seen The Imitation Game, this may be the Academy Award Best Picture. Come check it out. It's going to go away pretty soon, but it is playing for another week. Two days Days One Night also continues with Maria Cotillard, a wonderful French film by Belgian directors Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne. Yep. And then the Oscar-nominated shorts. There are four programs of Oscar-nominated shorts. There's animation, which is always a lot of fun. There's the live-action dramatic shorts. So these are short story-based films, and some of them, you know, are range up to 30 minutes or so long. And then there's the live-action documentary films, and there's actually two programs of these because these can run up to 60 minutes and almost 80 minutes. So just short. Well, actually, 60 minutes is the maximum, but they're 40 minutes or 20 minutes or 60 minutes. There's two sets of those programs, so go check it out. They're really every one of the films is excellent. You figure that every film festival has a shorts program, and they show dozens and dozens of shorts. And these shorts are culled from those elite film festivals, and there's only five of them. Now, there's actually eight animated shorts because they're so short. There's five nominated and three others that they just couldn't resist showing. And they're all great. The live action are all terrific.
Can I ask you something? First of all, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins. Now, the conversation that seems to be dominating the arts and entertainment world and is somewhat beyond my personal little bubble of purview is 50 Shades of Grey. That opens this week, right?
It does open this week.
Never read the book. Don't have any interest in the movie, but boy, is it going to be popular.
Yes, it's already, in a sense, set some box office records with some with
advanced
pre-sales.
Ticket sales.
And it opens up. It's about Anastasia Steele as the lead female character, who's a literature student, and the wealthy gentleman Christian Grey, and is a favor to Anna's roommate. She interviews this beautiful, brilliant, and intimidating man. So anyway, it doesn't matter what the reviews are. It's selling very well, and it opens at a multiplex near you, as does The Kingsman, The Secret Service, which is based on a graphic novel, and it's in the it's a combination of kind of superhero James Bond martial arts film, and so if you're it looks like it's a lot of fun if you're into that kind of thing, but it's an ultra-competitive training program that these kids get into to try to get on this Secret Service. And then we have our Korea Now series that continues with The Divine Movie. We do these several times a year, and they're free. That's on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and it's an interesting story about a kid who plays a board game and ends up playing a gangster who runs a gambling partner and gets into a lot of trouble, ends up getting into jail, and then exacts revenge against this organized crime figure.
And so, the noir series continues this week, I assume?
With The Big Sleep.
Oh, the Humphrey Bogart movie.
Yeah, the Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall vehicle, based on the Raymond Chandler character, Philip Marlowe. One of the great noirs, one of the classic Humphrey Bogart films of all time.